Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Trent Speaks. Yeah, give me some more cowbell there. That's right. Give me that cowbell. Hey, everyone. I hope that you had a great week, and I just want to say hello. Hope things are going well. You know, I just started talking as I was practicing before I hit record on this, and then I started just getting into stuff, and in my head, I'm like, why am I not hitting record already? I'm getting into such great material, and I'm not even on the record button yet. So I decided to hit record, and that's why I started off rocky, because sometimes I just need to get myself into a flow. But as I was sitting in kind of thinking about where are we going to go from here after the last podcast of kind of that sneak peek of what to expect, I really wanted to help you to learn more about me. I think that, like I mentioned, I really want you to learn about other people. I want you to learn their stories and to learn more about them. And hopefully that'll get you to do a little bit of self-reflecting on yourself. If you ever want to reach out to me, if you ever have any questions or that you think you have a great story to share, please feel free to do so. You can find me on Instagram at Trent Speaks, or you can email me at TrentSpeaks@gmail.com. But this week, I wanted to kind of talk about myself. I wanted to be selfish for a moment. I'm going to share a lot of my story through the motivational talk that I'm going to be giving to people. And so I don't want to do a whole lot of overlap into that necessarily, but I do think that it's important to know, who is this man behind the microphone? Who is this man that I'm going to be listening to each and every week, hopefully, and who's going to be leading these discussions of helping us to know what other people's stories are and helping us to dive deeper into hopefully a little bit of self-reflection on ourselves as well. Oh my gosh. So this is from last podcast, and it looks like I have the music overlay here and I just didn't really plan out the music well. So I'm just kind of toying with it, and we're going to make it work. We're going to get through. So anyway, like I said, I don't want there to be a whole lot of overlap between what I'm going to delve into and my motivational talk that I'm going to give and this podcast necessarily. But like I said, I do think it's important for you to know, who is this man behind the microphone? Who is the man that's going to be helping us to share other people's stories and to learn about these other people? And so I kind of wanted to at least give you a general idea of who I am and how I got to where I am, how Trent Speaks started and everything like that. So I did go to school at Northern Michigan University in Marquette, Michigan. It's often confused when I say Northern Michigan in Marquette. A lot of people then say, oh, Marquette University in Wisconsin. Yeah, that's so cool. Like, I heard that's such a beautiful school. Not even slightly the same thing, not even close at all. We get a lot more snow than they do in Wisconsin, in the Milwaukee area where Marquette is located. And so not even closely related at all. So I always have to correct people, of course. Like I said, I did go to Northern Michigan University, and I started there in broadcasting, actually. And so funny enough, this podcasting is right up my alley to kind of do this type of stuff, this type of broadcasting, and wanting to get in front of people to start speaking, which I'll touch on that in a little bit here in a second. After broadcasting, though, I went on an internship at Wood TV. It's the NBC affiliate over in Grand Rapids, Michigan, in the summer of 2013. And so after that internship, once I got back to college and everything for my senior year, it's not that the internship kind of turned me off from broadcasting at all, but it just really wasn't my focus anymore. I had a class, and I really just didn't feel the same drive. I didn't feel the same intensity or passion that I had felt previously about doing broadcasting. And so it was right then and there when I didn't feel that passion, or just the class wasn't really interesting to me, and it was more tedious than anything, that maybe broadcasting wasn't the route that I should be going down, or at least not for the time being. And so as I continued to delve into, okay, well, what is it that I want to do? I wanted to go into teaching. I was thinking maybe education, but what do I do? Do I go middle school, high school, elementary school? At the time, I was also volunteering in an elementary school, and so that's partly why education had come about as well. I really enjoyed teaching things. I really enjoyed working with students. And so I met with a couple different advisors and everything. And so what I was trying to do was figure out, okay, what in K through 12, what grade would I want to focus on? Well, then my final semester at Northern, probably a great time to actually figure out, okay, what are you going to do with your life? Because this is it. And I had that freak out moment that most every senior has. I decided, you know what? I kind of like student affairs a little bit, but I'm not quite sure what I want to do still. I don't really know if this is an avenue I want to go down. I was a social media coordinator for the admissions office at the time, and I thoroughly enjoyed that. I got to kind of do exactly what I'm going to do throughout this podcast. Talk to people, find out what their stories are, the events that people like to go to. Why did they like going to those events? What made them choose Northern? Why did you choose that major? And things along those lines. And so I continued to job search because, like I said, I'm not sure if student affairs is really the avenue that I wanted to get into at the time. Well, over spring break, I was down in Florida with my wife, and we were visiting a relative of mine. And while we were visiting this relative, I was, of course, job searching and applying for jobs. And I saw something for the Disney College program. And so I applied for the Disney College program. And so that is where any college student can apply for this program and work for Disney in what is almost viewed as an internship type setting. Well, a couple days later, I was notified that I went through the screening process and was able to move on to the next step of a phone call interview. I did my phone call interview, and then I did also drive down to Chicago from Marquette, Michigan. So about a 6.5-7 hour drive. I drove partly through a snowstorm, so you can imagine that drive was definitely extended. And the reason I was driving to Chicago was because I was going to audition for the role of a character performer, because that's something I love, theater. I've been in theater before. I was really interested in that, but of course a lot of people are. And so, funny enough, while I was going through some papers this afternoon, I actually found my old headshot from when I had to have a headshot for that and the resume that I had to have attached. And if you look at my resume now to when I was applying for this character performer position at Disney, it is a drastic change for the better now than what it was back then. And my headshot, I almost posted a picture online, but I was like, you know what? I think that we can just shred this one and call it quits, and no one ever has to see this photo again. My glasses were, I don't know why no one ever pointed this out, but my glasses were very much crooked on my face. And so I don't think they would want some kooky, nerdy glass guy who doesn't even know how to wear his glasses to be in a character performing role. Unfortunately, I didn't get that character performing role, but I did get an email a couple days later that I was going to be a custodial guest services member at the All-Star Resorts for Disney. Now, my wife would tell you that I spent 4 years getting an undergraduate degree to go be a janitor at Disney. Whatever. I don't really care what she thinks. We will argue about this all the way to our death. I was a custodial guest services member at the Disney All-Star Resorts, not a janitor. They are two very different roles. I get very passionate about this topic. Anyway, I digress. So after leaving Disney, I decided to go back to school in higher education back at Northern Michigan University. And so shortly thereafter, I got a job in an admissions office over at Minnesota State Moorhead. And then I transitioned to an admissions job at Fair State University, and I'm now a hall director at a university in Wisconsin. And so the reason I bring this up is because I have a lot of varied experience. This experience is what's allowed me to develop a lot of the content for the basis of my talk that I'm going to give to college students. But now you might be asking yourself, well, how did Trent Speaks get started, though? Where did Trent Speaks come in? And so I want to kind of talk to you about from then to now. And one of the things that has always been a driving force to me was about 10 years ago when someone wrote in my high school yearbook, "Be yourself. No one can tell you you're doing it wrong." And that's a quote that I've carried with me throughout the entire past 10 years. Be yourself. No one can tell you you're doing it wrong. And so what I started to do was I started to kind of think and reflect upon my past experiences probably about 3 or 4 years ago now at this point. And what I began to do was to put all my words onto paper. I put all my thoughts, all my ideas right into a Word document. Because usually when I write, that's what I have to do. If I throw everything onto paper and lay it all out, and then I'll go back later and edit it or fix it and fix the flow and what it is that I'm actually trying to flesh out and everything. And so the first time I may not even write complete sentences, I may just write ideas because later I can flesh out what those sentences are actually going to look like. And this is something that I still do even to this day when I'm still trying to think of new ideas and new material that I can flesh out later. And so really I've developed a lot of these experiences or these stories that you're going to hear throughout the speaking of Trent Speaks through the different experiences that I've had. So through my time at Disney, I've had some different experiences. Through the professional jobs that I've held, both in admissions and working with students here in the hall director position, it's really the driving factor of what's helped me to gain my content and just a lot of the life experiences I've had outside of professional positions and everything too. Oftentimes with Trent Speaks, I will just get these drives or these bursts of energy to really get focused on it. And so when I first started, it was very sporadic. I would just kind of start working on it, and I thought to myself, you know what, this is really a speech that I want to give. And the first time I ever thought about speaking was actually back in high school. In my senior year, I was in a group called PALS. It stood for Peer Assisted Listeners. And we went to the PALS conference my senior year, and Sean Derrick was a speaker. He was the keynote speaker at the PALS conference. And that's when I first fell in love with the idea of motivational speaking. I loved the way that he fed off the energy of the crowd. I loved the message that he wanted to share with people. And I just loved everything about it. I was so inspired and so awestruck after that moment that is the very first moment that I realized that I wanted to, at some point in my life, be a motivational speaker. As the years passed and everything, and as I grew and went to different conferences and different college events, I saw a lot of different people. Will Keim, who used to come into the Student Leader Fellowship Program classes at Northern Michigan University, he was a great guy. Unfortunately, he passed away a couple years ago, but he was a big inspiration to me, and I was able to email with him a little bit back and forth prior to his passing and everything. He gave me the name of David someone. I can't even tell you who it was. The Love Doctor is who he is. And he did actually come to Northern at one point, and he put on a great show as well. And then last year, or 2 years ago now, I believe it is, who knows? It just feels the years go by so fast and they all mesh together. But I did go to a conference down in New Orleans when I was working in admissions, and Sir Ken Robinson, you may have heard his name before. He's given a TED Talk, and it's one of the most viewed TED Talks of all time. Sir Ken Robinson was at that conference and spoke, and he was so awe-inspiring. He was funny. His message was solid. It's not one of those messages where I was sitting there looking at my watch thinking, okay, is this done yet? How much longer is he going to be talking? But I was so drawn in by him. And then, you know, earlier I was mentioning that sometimes when I first started this Trent Speaks idea, I was very sporadic. It was very, sorry, my coat keeps making noise and I'm moving around. It's bothering me, so I need to get rid of this coat real fast. As you can hear it rustling around in the background. All right, coat's gone. So anyway, as I was saying, in the very beginning, it was very sporadic, and I would just get these short bursts or these short drives of wanting to work on this motivational speaking stuff. But most recently, I heard Blake Fly, who's a keynote speaker, Going to this conference before hearing Blake speak, I knew that he had spoken at other conferences and that he was very good. I didn't realize how great he was until he started speaking. At one point, my co-advisor turned to me and she said, "I can see why you would want to go into this type of work and why you want to go into motivational speaking." Watching him feed off the crowd was phenomenal. And then being able to connect with him at lunch was even more phenomenal. Not only for me in advancing in my professional goals of wanting to become a motivational speaker, but just me as a person, getting to learn his story and kind of where he comes from. And the fact that he has such a genuine care for wanting to help others, wanting to help people who want to go into speaking and further them and learn from them as well. It's very humble to me in what it is that he's doing. And I was very appreciative. I can never tell him how appreciative of that I was or how appreciative I am that he's willing to help me out and willing to coach me along the way as well. And so Blake is definitely the number one reason as of late of why I am not in that short burst mode or in that drive mode, but I am full-fledged, foot on the pedal all the way, and my foot is not coming off the pedal at this point. I am determined to be the best motivational speaker I can be. And you know what? After talking to my pastor, the results really don't matter. In the end, I may fail or I may be very successful. Success to me doesn't mean that I'm going to be getting a lot of money. Success to me means that I'm going to be able to impact a lot of people and have a positive impact on them and hopefully kind of change the way that they're thinking or change the way that they're viewing things. One of the big things that my speech focuses on is that exact quote, "Be yourself. No one can tell you you're doing it wrong." I also like to touch on not judging others or not being quick to judge others, actually taking time to get to know them, to get to know their story and who they are, what their background is. And then as well as expanding your comfort zone. I think that we get too comfortable in the things that we're doing. And so it can be awkward when we have to expand that comfort zone. So why not just have the mindset of expanding your comfort zone so that it doesn't feel awkward that when you're going outside of what's defined as maybe a societal label. So such as talking to someone in a line while you're waiting. That's not something we would normally do because it might feel awkward or weird. Why is this person talking to me? Why do you want to know my life story? What? I'm just trying to buy groceries here. No, that stuff shouldn't matter. It should be okay to talk to people and make conversation and everything. But we're too caught up in our own world, and that bothers me. It bothers me that we're caught up in our own world because why can't we just be social and talk to other people? So that's my purpose. That's my story, kind of the reasoning behind how Trent Speaks got started, my story a little bit in terms of things. And hopefully one day you'll actually be able to see me and hear me speak. My talk is mostly finished. I'm still waiting for a couple more critiques on it before I full-fledged start making sure that I have everything down pat. But I am working on securing speaking engagements right now because, like I said, and even kind of like Blake told me, whether it's 2 minutes or 20 minutes or my full 40 or 45 minutes of what potentially maybe a little bit longer my speech will take, I just want to start making that impact on people. And I can't tell you or even express to you the drive and motivation I have to make this dream a reality. This is the number one thing that I want to do in my life right now is to help impact others. And right now I'm doing that through the work that I'm doing in higher education, but I want to continue that work in doing it through motivational speaking. Like I said, feel free to reach out to me, Instagram at Trent Speaks or email TrentSpeaks@gmail.com. Last thing before I sign off for this session, I did put out there on Facebook, both my personal Facebook and my Trent Speaks Facebook. Hey, if you have any questions that you would like answered on the podcast, please let me know. I'll answer anything and everything, or if you're ever looking for advice. So like I said, feel free to send that along. My wife did give me a hard time when we talked on the phone about an hour ago, and she said, "Well, are you going to answer my question? Did you see that I had something for you?" And I said, well, I mean, yours is a very tough question to answer. And she said, well, then I'm going to make a big scene on your Facebook page because it's not fair that you're not going to answer my question. Her question was, what is the meaning of life? Yeah, big philosophical question there that she wants me to answer. I'm not into philosophy at all. I find it interesting. I mean, I've never taken it, but I would find it interesting. But what is the meaning of life? To me, the meaning of life, I'm just going to give you my personal answer, is to make sure that you are getting out there and exploring. Make sure that you are not falling into those societal labels or letting society define who you are. Make sure you are expanding your comfort zone and letting yourselves shine. Oh my gosh, I can't talk. Yourselves shine as much as possible. Don't let others hinder your own expectations of you. And don't let others' views of you define who you are or hold you back from being yourself. Make sure you're always yourself. Obviously, don't step outside of boundaries in terms of breaking rules or being reckless or anything. But just let yourself shine as much as possible. All right, thank you for listening, and I'll catch you next week here on Trent Speaks. Bye-bye.